Okay, I think we can start. The next one is Matteo. Matteo will present about Falconieri. I hope I pronounced it correctly. Remote provisioning services for phones as a service. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, everybody. In this talk, I'm going to present you a new remote provisioning service gateway. But before start, let me show you a little of the behind of the theory of a remote provisioning service. The scope of a remote provisioning service is to solve the problem of the first time phone configuration. Without a remote provisioning service, the phone must rely on some local mechanism for the first configuration, like for example the DHCP option 66 or the UPnP. But sometimes you don't have access to the DHCP server and can be problematic to routing of the multicast traffic of the UPnP. Instead, with an RPC, the only thing that the phone needs for the first configuration is an internet connection. Let's see what is the dynamic of the provision with an RPS. The first time that the phone starts, will ask to the RPC server that is provided by the vendors, where is their configuration. The remote provisioning service, based on the MAC address of the phone, we will find the address of a PBX local or remote server and return to the phone. Then the phone will connect to the local or remote PBX server and finish the initial provisioning phase. So what we can do with a remote provisioning service? We can configure a device even if before is out of the box, because the only thing that we need is their MAC address. And we can massively configure multiple devices via the vendor API. So why we need an RPS gateway? One of the reasons is the vendor's API. They are not standard feature for every vendors. Obviously, any vendors have their own not compatible API call, and they are in XML RPC. So, and another reason is the Leopard project. The Leopard project is the refactoring of the provisioning component of NetVoice, a PBX solution of Netesis, and with this goal. Use the most modern technology, introduce new method for the provision of the phones, like for example the remote provisioning service, and support only a well-defined set of vendors, and release most of the components as open source project. Falconieri is one of the first component release. What is the role of Falconieri? Falconieri will expose a unified HTTP interface and store the credential of the providers. Now, for the vendor API, I classify the vendors in three categories: the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm going to show you why. Before, let me tell you what is the semantic that we are going to implement.